This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Officers charged in the death of Christian Glass were in court Monday. Former Deputy Andrew Buen and Sergeant Kyle Gould were both charged by a grand jury with several felonies. Christian Glass's mother, Sally, spoke after the hearing.
We have to be here for our son. We have to be here for justice and to make sure justice keeps the wheels keep turning and that those men end up behind bars.
Christian Glass called 911 for help when his car was stuck near Silver Plume in June. Buen shot the 22-year-old after a confrontation in which Glass never left his car. Both Buen and Gould were later fired from the sheriff's office. Migrants who have been arriving in Denver have prompted the city to take emergency action, but some want more to be done. Nearly 200 migrants have arrived over the last week. Many of them say they are arriving from El Paso, Texas. Ruben Garcia runs the El Paso nonprofit Annunciation House. He says the U.S. needs a network to support asylum seekers released by Border Patrol.
Last Monday, it was almost 1,300 that were released to us. We want to send buses to faith communities in the interior for the reason of helping to spread out the responsibility.
Advocates for the migrants are asking Governor Polis to open permanent shelters to help. Colorado is set to receive more than $100 million from a pair of pharmaceutical giants for their role in the opioid crisis. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Attorney General Phil Weiser says he's finalized agreements with CVS and Walgreens. Between the two companies, nearly $11 billion will go to a coalition of states. Colorado's share of funds from these settlements is more than $150 million. In addition to the financial settlement, CVS and Walgreens, along with Walmart earlier, have also agreed to require pharmacies monitor, report, and share data about suspicious activity related to opioid prescriptions. Weiser says the money will go to treatment and recovery. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
There's more snow for much of Colorado today and tomorrow. Around Denver, it's highs in the 30s for today and the next few days. This is CPR News.